Okay, we're recording.
All right. Call to order, regular meeting and public hearing tonight.
No public hearing. Did I give you an old one?
You gave me an old one. Dang it, I can't start the meeting now.
Mine says 7:00, call to order.
Oh, it does say and public hearing.
It does say public hearing. Oh, so it is tonight's. All right, backing up. Anyway, we're calling to order, regular meeting of North Bend Planning Commission, Thursday, April 10th, at City Hall. Minutes of the March 27, 2014 Planning Commission meeting. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
Any corrections, changes? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is approved. Public comment on non-agenda items.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Travis Bridgman, 713 Ogle Avenue, Northeast Washington, North Bend. I just want to briefly talk to you guys tonight about signs. You know, on a deep philosophical level, we're all searching for signs as a civilization. And it's true within our community, too. So we're all guided by signs. And there's a lot of people. So if you consider going out standing on the street with a sign for an hour a day, seems like a lot of work. It would be. But then there's still 23 more hours. So the signs in our community to direct and encourage people are incredibly important. So kind of, you think of signs and you think no diving, right? Or no skateboarding or something. But if we can get a way to have signs to encourage people, to give them direction on what we should do, what's fun, what's enlightening, or, you know, something suggestible, my words are kind of twisted, but something like fly a frisbee or, you know, these are appropriate activities here. This is what we do. This is what we're about. So if we have those scattered around the city, then maybe we can get some signs that direct people towards us, so you can walk through the city, like, all right, take this right, and then you'll get to a new sign. It's almost like a scavenger hunt, but it's just our life, you know? And I encourage you to wander around and just read the signs, because once we put the signs out there, it provides a really huge responsibility to us as a city, as a government, as a citizen base, as whomever wants to be there to upkeep those signs and make sure they're, like, nice, to make sure they're the ones that we want to follow. And that's going to take work and build more responsibility, but I assure you it's going to be well worth it to have those signs the leadership, the highest level, you guys, the voice of the citizens here, people planning our future, to have the signs that you want to follow in place, wherever it is that you think is appropriate to go. And I'm assuming that it's appropriate to stay in our city, to play here, to live here, to be here. Thank you for...
Thanks, Travis. That's nice.
When we bring up our sign code for review, we'll hope to hear from you. Any recommendations there? But you also might want to talk to the community economic committee, because they would be helping local businesses advertise what they can offer.
Absolutely, certainly.
Right on.
Thank you.
I think a smile here, son.
Smile here, son. There you go.
Someone should secretly put up like
I don't believe we got a reach.
So, speaking of signs, I'm sorry. I'm like, really, I am not following the rules tonight. Speaking of signs, did we notice the new sign that was placed?
You're not part of the
public. Can't speak of the public.
But
can I? Hey, you did.
I'm liking this. I know where you're going. I was saying the same thing.
All right, we'll save for the end.
Let me introduce. Next on the agenda, Planning Commission review and recommendation on marijuana zoning regulations. Does anyone have any questions before we ask for a motion?
Yes. Okay. These could be typographical, clerical, whatever that's already been corrected. I just haven't caught them in other places. If I could ask for your attention, what I have is page 2. Under 18.60.020.
under the definition.
You've got it on the screen, too.
Yeah, so okay. I'm just checking because we're using a lot of reference to RCWs in the WAC.
Right.
And I just want to make sure that we, somebody's gone through that and said, yeah, that actually makes sense because I've read the WAC or I've read the RCWs or I'm telling everybody we're using.
Yes, so it's the right.
Totally trust you now that I asked the question.
We asked the same last week.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Just checking again. Really easy to have three layers of mistakes. And then above this that you have, so under 1860.010, I don't have a lot of energy on this, but I'll just, what struck me under item C.
C?
Well,
make sure you're on the current version.
Oh, B is now C. Okay, there we go.
Yep.
The permit any four activity, does that ring any bells, anybody? There's actually a number four, get rid of that.
Yes. Got rid of the four.
Yep.
And move on to page four. Bottom of page four where the list, organization, playground, recreation, center, or facility, is down in the bottom, last part of the page.
This one?
Yeah. Okay, so there's an itemization there. Maybe this has been fixed too. Is that the very bottom of the page?
Well, it's been read.
It's the new.
It may not be in the same location.
This is what came in the mail to me. So.
Yeah.
We sent out another email.
Okay. This brings me back to my point about access to email. the reason I was bringing it up was because Early Learning Center was not in the paragraph. However, it is in the list. So you got fixed?
Yes.
Okay.
Good catch.
Anyway. Then I'm on to page 7. Sounds like something else that was probably fixed. Just reference to tier 3. Just to be clear, there's no circumstance where a facility could be set up at that size in the city limits. Is that correct?
Correct.
So tier three is not allowed.
Right.
In fact, it's a in this section over also 10 is prohibited. Is that to say the
That's same thing?
Okay. I'm trying to go quick. Page 8. Answer my question. That was all I had. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Jim.
Scott? Me? Brendan?
No, I was one sticker, but I think it's me.
Well, and Megan caught a couple others. You want to quickly tell us about those?
I think it was just a capitalization of chapter on the first page, and then I think we need to take out, there's a V. Somewhere. It just needs to be removed.
You don't know where it is.
We're
not.
I know.
A V. Let's see.
You usually like striking.
On page 4. Oh, I don't think V figure 1 needs to be there. Just figure 1. It's subject to change.
Yes.
Figure 1.
Okay.
Yep.
Everybody caught that?
We're good with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Is everybody okay with the changes? We can...
Yep.
Is that it?
We're good? Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Looking for a motion.
Motion to amend 18.60.020 definitions E by adding an extra point E to include state affiliates of the National Association of the Education of Young Children. So it's an actual state designation.
Okay. To the list.
So page 2, item E. Well, I'm adding, so there's A, B, C, D. I'm adding point E into E.
Okay.
Here.
E subsidy.
We're wanting to add a key. Okay. Oh, if you can. Okay.
state affiliates of the National Association for the Education of Young Children.
State affiliates of the National?
Yes. Association for the Education of Young Children.
And I'm assuming National Association for Education, blah, 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 is a formal name, so it should
N-A,
be
N-A, yeah, capital okay. N in National, capital A in Association, capital E in Education, capital Y of Young, and capital C of Children.
So you
wish I had some
put that in parentheses as their acronym?
Yeah, it, well, N-A-Y-E-C, I believe it is. Let me see if I have that.
I don't think that would be capitalized.
It is not? Okay. Mm-hmm.
No, you can use the here. Usually.
Young and children. Would be.
I just wanted to make sure I was reading correctly.
State. State would be capitalized.
Struggling with a child is not
yeah. State affiliates.
Well, then affiliates would be capitalized too, wouldn't it?
It's not part of the name, right?
Right.
Okay.
National Association for the Education of Young Children is the designation.
Okay, so we've got a motion to add this subclause E. Is there a second? Second for purposes of. Okay, so Piper seconded. Gary, can you tell us?
Sure. This is the NAEYC is the designation which the Encompass School carries, not a state license. That affiliation is actually a little bit deeper and harder to get, and you have to go through a lot more rigor. So it does bear recognition, not just as a state licensed facility, but somebody who has that distinction. And I think we ought to include that in the definition.
So, for example, does Head Start have that typically?
No. It has to be that individual location. So Head Start's an overall program. That facility would have to go after that type of license or designation.
And are you saying that Encompass has none of these other licenses? It
correct.
Just has this one?
That state affiliation.
So would that be in point A there, state license or state regulated program or provider, would that qualify for that? Or should there be other language in there? Because if it's a state regulated.
It's a. Encompass doesn't actually qualify under the state.
So they're not licensed nor regulated. They're regulated by the state.
They're not regulated.
They have regulation for some of their programs, certainly. Maybe not the overall facility. Because they get state monies, I know, for some programs.
Because I assume it's regulated, but if not, then where I was going is, would there be some
they receive
additional statement to put in there with the state license, state regulated, or state affiliated, some more broader. Right.
They're state funded.
To bring
okay.
To bring in this, you're saying, so that you pull in the affiliate that's
yes.
being stuck in E.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead.
My question is totally out of the box, because it will drive home for me to understand that you value the same. Is it possible for a business entity to become an affiliate of the NAEYC?
Not unless you're educating under 3.
You have to go through a certain protocol with the state to pass the criteria, that's why I was thinking it was regulated, so it already is qualified under there. But if it's not, then we should have a broader statement that would qualify other folks apart from NAEYC if there are. I'm just throwing that out there.
I think, in the rest of the A through D, mm-hmm. I think is sufficient to catch most of the other organizations. I don't think we've excluded anybody that I've known in the city other than specifically addressing the Encompass.
Yeah, I mean, to make your point, E, capital E, is added in to cover a lot of loose ends.
Yeah,
we're
right.
More level of that, so I
that's
where
the broad sweeping language, I wasn't sure if that was enough or should it be enough.
I lean toward being okay with this, the concern that I had of going down the path was how is the city to know, right? If it's a state license, state regulation, you can find that information. But certainly support the notion of making sure that Encompass is included, which is what I heard of you. I thought we had that within the regulated language. Gary, are you pretty confident that they are not touched?
I defer to staff to be the expert.
Under child care center definition, they're not covered. Technically, because
it's
of the part,
care center,
right? They are within a full buffer right now because of the surrounding uses are also buffered within the 1,000-foot. So they're actually okay, but they themselves are not protected under D.
Well, I guess within what's proposed here as far as the zones, they can't be touched either. Okay. We have a motion to amend
point E
of
18.60.020 definitions by adding point E, state affiliates of the National Association for the Education of Young Children.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay, great. Looking for a motion on the chapter itself. Get that on the table.
So motion to approve chapter 8.60 marijuana regulations.
Second.
Second. All right. We have Piper motioning, Gary seconding. To adopt Chapter 18.60, Marijuana Regulation. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. That ends that. Congratulations, Megan. Well done.
So I just have a general comment. I'm just curious everybody's take. I feel like been at this for 2 months now, 2.5, something like that.
2-ish, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Granted, I've missed
pretty much whole year.
I missed yeah, one of the public venues.
Yep.
I feel like it has been a kind of a non-event.
It's been a very non-event.
We only got that one letter from somebody early on.
One citizen sent us a letter and voiced her opinion about.
Yeah.
And we had one public comment.
So that's telling of our real picture, I think.
So is there won't be another public hearing if the city council meeting, right? It's just they have to do a public hearing too. Okay.
Right. Okay. Are we okay to turn this off?
Yeah, we haven't adjourned.
Okay.
I've got one other item.
Okay.
Piper.
So I don't know if anybody else has noticed the new sign that was erected. No, not at QFC. So behind the new Thai restaurant. So they took
from down the street,
their
right?
neon sign from down the street that was in the front is now in the alley behind their restaurant. So I was curious. Well, I mean, the first thing that occurred to me is, oh, yikes. We have this sign code that's not very up to speed. Mm-hmm. I assume that it complies with sign regulations, and so, yeah.
Well, it was approved at the other structure, so we just have to assume the sign itself.
But location, alley versus street, it was just a very odd.
I did notice it as well, and I had two reactions. My first was, then it was, oh wow, first sign,
I mean, it's creative.
Helping to pull people from the backside.
Really creative, but I was like,
double sign and stuff.
This may be,
you haven't seen it, huh?
This may be hearsay as I say it. But I understand from the proprietor that was selected because of structural issues at the front of the building.
As far as not being able to place on the front, yeah.
Interesting.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, there is an entrance in the rear, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is an entrance.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Gary, you had something.
It's just that, are there different regulations for front of business on North Bend Way versus in an alley? You know, especially because of, like, if you look behind, you know, the North Bend Bar and Grill, they put up some neon sign that's shining in some window of those apartment rehab places. And
I think it goes back to the point we've made a couple times that we definitely need to get this signage regulations in front of us.
It's been far too long.
Yeah. And staff's well aware.
Yeah.
Gary, you had something?
Well, I'm not sure if it'll be at the next meeting, but May some terms are up, and I understand that Scott is not going to be seeking a new term, and just wanted to thank him for his service to the city.
Here, here,
here.
Huzzah!
It's been the fastest 4 years when I like reflect on how long.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Well, is that officially next week?
No, it's May. It's
May 14th or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people just disappear.
I know, you already wrote me off.
I apologize. I swear you had told me that.
You know, I'm not going to be here for the vote, so why, you know.
Well, I'll jump on that and say in general, because in knowing that there are four terms up and not knowing for sure some other choices, so we are expecting two new members, I believe, at our next meeting, is what I've been hearing. I want to say that this group as a whole has, to me, just been outstanding. I mean, it's been a real honor that it's been 4 years since you came on. I think that probably pretty well defines, for the most part, the tenure on this group. Sans, you know, Bruce, and I've said it many times to the mayor and others that I think you guys have been fantastic. So,
here,
Scott, thanks for bringing that up. Jim? Brendan? Scott? My question was, I had asked for an update sheet on the development permits.
I may not have it. Tom told me he put it in the box. It is not there.
Okay.
What about
permits? Maybe you can... emailing it out's totally fine to me. Happy for that. Yeah, just, you know, we've been getting the status report, and I realize that we haven't seen it for a while.
Okay.
For a motion to adjourn, then.
I'll throw one question out.
Keith?
I don't know. I'll follow up on your point, because I missed the
last
meeting.
You've already gone by.
So, sewer issues.
Yep.
Has there been a resolve or anything new since the last, a month ago?
There was an article in the paper, in the record, yesterday? Yeah, and they talked about, they're not sure exactly, and I believe it was what Jenna shared last time, they're getting a higher amount of something than what they're expecting, and they're not sure where it's coming from, and they need to understand why that is. And so they do have more capacity, but they're currently getting more BOD, yeah. It's in the record if you want to.
Some kind of biomatter kind of thing, is that what you mean?
Yeah. So they're not sure if it's somebody doing commercial business out of a home, and they're going to find the source.
Interesting. Okay. You brought that up months ago. It's kind of like, let's not let that fall off the radar.
Yep.
Well, so there was this week, Tuesday, the public hearing about the new John Day Miner's Ridge stuff, and that was a topic that was brought up as an issue, was septic and water. So,
yep.
I don't know, I didn't get to go. So.
I heard it was an interesting hearing.
We have septic in the city limits?
Yeah. You meant sewer.
Sewer and water. Okay. Sewer and
Not new.
Oh, new.
Yeah.
Okay. I move to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Yeah. Didn't set any records, guys.
Sorry.
No?